Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 29th, 2008. In Gaza, the death toll reaches 221, while the Israeli army kidnaps five civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. In the Gaza Strip, the death toll reached 221 as two more patients were announced dead on Tuesday morning. Nabil Buhri, an 11-year-old child, died of heart failure after being banned from getting out of the Gaza Strip to seek life-saving medical treatment. Also, 55-year-old Hidayah Issa died of cancer after many failed attempts to get out of the Strip for treatment. Last month, both Israel and Palestinian resistance factions in Gaza agreed to a truce as a result of Egyptian mediation efforts. The deal stipulates that Hamas will stop the firing of homemade shells into Israeli territory in exchange for Israel lifting the 12-month blockade and ceasing all military attacks against the coastal region. On Tuesday, the Israeli army invaded West Bank cities, kidnapping seven civilians from Nablus and Hebron. Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses, kidnapping five civilians and leaving some damages. In the West Bank city of Jenin, an Israeli force invaded Muthalleth al-Shuhada village at dawn, shooting gunfire and sound bombs at random. Israeli soldiers searched and ransacked civilian homes. No kidnappings were reported during the attack. In addition to that, the Israeli army continued targeting businesses in Nablus city. They set a four-story furniture store on fire. The losses are estimated at $3 million. In Ni'ilin village in southern Ramallah city, the Israeli army attacked the nonviolent protest against the illegal wall on village lands. During clashes, 10 protesters were injured, in addition to two Israeli soldiers. The Israeli army kidnapped Mohammed Abdel Qadar from the local Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlement Construction. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has announced that he is willing to form a committee to re-examine the criteria that have hamstrung prisoner swap negotiations with Hamas. Today, more than 11,000 Palestinians are being held in Israeli jails without charges as political detainees. This includes a number of children who have been born in captivity, the youngest among them being a three-month-old baby. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by William Bascom and Sam Qassis.